first podcast in a series of podcasts for TAX 2601. My name is Kerry De Hart, and I would like to extend a very warm taxation welcome to you. Taxation is a very practical subject that will affect each and every person and yourself when you start earning income, and so we hope that you will benefit immensely from studying this module and that your future studies will also include taxation modules. In order for you to learn about the very latest taxation legislation, textbooks are updated annually with the changes. The Income Tax Act changes every year, starting with the budget speech, which results in amendments to the Income Tax Act. For this reason, your prescribed textbook will not be available until January, as the Income Tax Act was only made available in its final format during late October. As soon as the book is in its final format, sometime during December 2012, we will upload the first three chapters for you so that you are not delayed in your studies. This module has two assignments that you will need to attempt. The first assignment is a compulsory assignment, and if you do not submit this assignment, you will not be allowed to write the exam. The marks that you obtain for this assignment will count 30% towards your final year, towards your year mark, and your year mark will then count 15% towards your final mark. Assignment 2 is not compulsory, but it does count quite a bit towards your year mark, and so I'd like to encourage you to attempt this assignment. Assignment 2 counts 70% of your year mark, and it also contains the type of questions that you'll be exposed to in the exam. As taxation is a practical subject, it is important for you to learn the rules and to know how to apply them, so you'll need to practice as many examples as possible. For this module, you'll receive two tutorial letters, 102 and 103, apart from tutorial letter 101. These are the same as study guides in other modules. Our study guides are what we refer to as wraparound guides. This means that the study guide is like a teacher talking to you. You will need to read what we have written to you if you want to know what is expected. The study guide guides you through the textbook. We also tell you in the study guide what is important in the textbook and what you can ignore, so please don't ignore the study guide that we have written especially for you. In order to assist you with exam preparation, we have recorded a DVD for you to work through. The DVD works through a mock exam paper. Because this is the first time that this module is being presented, we did not have a previous exam paper to work through, and so we drew up a paper that will give you an idea of what type of questions you can expect. Please be warned, however, that the DVD will not help you if you have not covered all the work in this module and if you have not done the exam paper on your own before you watch it. We want to wish you all the best as you commence your studies in taxation. Please feel free to contact us via email with any content-related queries. You should commence your studies in this module by reading tutorial letter 101 and making note of important dates. Thereafter, read the front orientation section of tutorial letter 102 very carefully. Also visit this MyUNISA site from time to time to see if we have communicated anything new with you via the announcements, the schedule, or new tutorial letters on the official study material tab. I want to wish you all the best in your taxation studies. Bye for now.